Dr. Ian Francis is an eye surgeon, a man who has operated on eyes around the world, a man who knows firsthand what it's like to witness somebody coming into surgery blind or on the way there.
Hello, Ian Francis.
Hi.
Where do you normally practice?
In Sydney.
So what sort of people do you see when you're practicing in Sydney?
Well, it's changed over the years. Mostly these days it's older people with cataracts and neurological problems.
In the case of cataracts, it really is the simplest of problems, isn't it?
Well, the diagnosis is simple and the treatment is relatively simple.
What is a cataract, Ian? Can you just tell us, for those who don't know?
Well, if you think of a camera, it's got a lens in it, and the lens is cloudy in patients with cataracts, so the image doesn't get transmitted to the retina clearly. So we take out the cataract, they can then see clearly if the attached brain is also working well.
Okay, so taking out the cataract, that sounds A, painful, two, really tricky. How do you do that?
Well, in Nepal, and I've worked in Nepal and West Africa and Burma a bit, and it's a pretty simple operation, but there's not much room. There's about a millimetre or two to move, and it's possible to get it wrong. And it is simple, but it shouldn't be trivialised because it's a significant operation. If it goes well, it's great. If it doesn't, it's bad.
So you're really just taking out the lens, the jelly bit, in the middle of your eye, and you're putting in a new lens? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, a piece of plastic, or these days something like hydrophobic acrylic, used to be silicone, things like that.
Gosh, it sounds complicated, but how can you do that for a small, you know, how can you do that in the third world?
Well, we would always use a microscope there, so you can actually see what you're doing. So it makes it simple, in the sense that without a microscope, you have no idea what you're doing. With the microscope, you know exactly what you're doing.
Ian, could I ask a question about the impact of cataracts in a country like Nepal, where in a country like Australia, where we are fortunate to have an A-grade medical system which is accessible to all of us, what does cataract surgery do for a family in a country where CBM works in, for instance?
Depends on the family, but cataracts I've seen in third world places are usually very dark brown or black, and the patients see so badly can barely see their hand in front of their face, sometimes just see light. So it completely inhibits them doing anything normal, if vision's required to do it.
Then you must see extraordinary emotions when somebody comes out of a surgery and you take that patch off and they can identify light and then shapes and whatever else comes so soon after an operation.
Absolutely. I saw a patient, I think about a couple of years ago in Burma, who one eye was lost from acute glaucoma. Like the pressure goes up suddenly, sometimes in patients with cataracts. So he came to the second eye. He was unkeen to have it done, but it was a black cataract. He said, nothing to lose. And it was done, but not by me, one of the other surgeons there. And he was able to see like 20/20, day one. It was amazing.
But your practice is in suburban Sydney. You see men and women walking out. They can see their grandchildren more clearly. That's one type of life-changing moment. But is it different? What's the difference in experience? How could you describe the difference that makes to a person in Nepal or India than the person who's just getting better vision to see the television in Sydney?
Right. Well, those things are important. Whichever level of vision one improves to is important.
Of course.
But it's much more life-changing when you can see nothing. In other words, they mightn't know what their grandchildren look like till they have the operation, and then they can see them and get on and do some things. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Can you tell us about a patient that you've seen recently?
Well, it's not so dramatic here in Sydney, I've got to say that. There are some places where people hang on to their cataracts probably too long, one would say. And what happens is when they hang on too long, the cataracts go from being fairly mild, they just can't read easily and they get glare driving at night, to really bad. So they're like the people in Nepal where they can't see their hand in front of their face. It's a whole variation one can't generalise, but generally the results are spectacularly good and people improve to the way they were when they were 20. If you give some money, and that would change a life for sure.
Yeah.
Totally change a life. Change it dramatically. Doing it through hope is a great thing because there's a Christian input, of course. And I can't think of a better thing to do with $30.